This is the B&J podcast. Parents, don't let your children listen to this fucking filth. Fucking filth. Fucking filth.
It was homecoming night at my high school. Everyone was there. It was totally cool. I was real excited. I almost wet my jeans. My best friend Debbie was home.
Welcome to the B&J podcast. I am Jay.
I'm B.
And the song you have heard is Julie Brown's The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun, which I think is very appropriate considering what happened up in Seattle yesterday.
I have nothing.
You have nothing.
I thought it was going to be all Taylor Swift. That was my vote.
No, I mean we're going to make our way over to that cunt in a little bit, but you know, I just thought, you know, with us opening with the homecoming queen's got a gun, you know, we can talk about the homecoming prince with his gun in the middle of school shooting up a bunch of kids because his girlfriend broke up with him. Poor little football guy. You know, here's a question that ran through my mind yesterday. What happened to heroin? Isn't Seattle supposed to be like the epicenter of teens with heroin?
Jimmy, that was 20 years ago. Literally, that was 20 years, more than 20 years ago.
Don't people do heroin anymore? Opium or anything like that?
You know, it's actually really difficult to get opium. And see, has been for the last 15 years, which is bad because opium is better than heroin.
I blame parents for this. Like what happened in that little school by the Indian casino? There's an Indian casino nearby. I did a Google Maps search of it.
I don't know very much about the shooting other than that a couple of people died.
I blame parents for this because they're all about, you know, we want a drug-free America. See what the lack of drug causes. I'm telling you, if he was on heroin, he would have just shot up and just that would have been the end of it.
Well, yeah. Shoot up. Don't shoot up schools.
That's my solution.
I don't know if that's a good solution.
I think it's perfect. Because what? Okay, so he dies. Okay, that's, you know, one student dies, you know. The
violence. The automatic result of that is that he dies.
Well, yeah, eventually, if he doesn't get help or whatnot.
I don't know how I feel about this program that you've determined is the solution to our epidemic of violence in America.
Whatever, he was half Native American. No one cares about the Native Americans in this country anyhow, right? They're just all a bunch of drug addicts and alcoholics anyhow. He would have been another one, right?
I don't know how I feel about being associated with this podcast today. I can't tell if my coffee hasn't kicked in yet, or if you're just being awful this week.
I'm being very awful. I've had a very traumatizing week.
Oh yeah, what happened?
So the other day, I wrote this on Facebook, but...
I don't read your Facebook.
No one does. I'm
connected. Has everyone else blocked you too?
Muted me, unfollowed me.
That's Twitter.
No, you can actually unfollow people on Facebook.
You can unfollow people on Facebook, but you can't mute them, sadly, which is...
There are a couple people who I have unfollowed whose posts I never see.
Once, yeah, well, and me too, but once I had, God, I...
Once but they I can learned, see mine.
Well, once I learned what muting is, I was like, oh, that's it's really great. Cool.
No, it really is great.
Like, you don't want to block someone, but you also don't want to hear what they have to say during a particular period of time. So you can just fucking mute that.
You should see my Twitter muting list. Anyhow, so I had a very traumatizing week.
Sorry, like in the interest of completely boring the shit out of our audience, you use Twitter Analytics at all?
No.
I just discovered it. It's kind of amazing. I actually think it's way better than Hootsuite or any of the other free analytics platforms that I've seen.
I really don't care about analytics. I know I should because it's all about hits and...
Well, it's just a good
idea. Your footprint on the social media. I just couldn't give two shits. If people wanted to hear what I have to say, fine, they can follow me. If they don't, they can unfollow me or mute me or whatnot. I don't give a shit.
But, I mean, when you were at LAS, didn't you have to worry about page views and shares and all that stuff?
I guess I had to, but I just chose not to. I let other people deal with it. I just didn't care.
I just think it's... I actually think that in some ways... I'm not saying you should live and die by page views and shares and whatnot. You should always be the final arbiter of the quality of your work. But at the same time, it can be really useful to see what flies with people and what doesn't.
Whatever.
If you're making fun of school shootings and no one is sharing or following your posts, then maybe you wouldn't do that in future podcasts.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, Mr. Moral High Ground, who appointed you to be Hitler around here?
The saddest thing about that is that I am the moral high ground voice of this podcast.
So anyhow, getting back to me, No, so I had a very traumatizing week. So my grandmother, the other morning, I was in the kitchen. I was getting ready to make my lunch. And so I'm futzing around the kitchen. And my grandmother, she's getting up to go to the bathroom. And in the process of getting up, I mean, she's 84, so her balance isn't what it once was. So she starts to take a tumble, and I hear her go, oh, and I can hear her footsteps because we live on the second floor, so things tend to shake up there. So I run out, and I grab her by the hips. I'm like, okay, I got you. You're okay. And so she finally regains herself and is okay, and I'm still grabbing onto her hips, you know, make sure she doesn't fall. And in grabbing her hips, I realize my right hand is on her boob. And that was very traumatizing.
Was her nipple hard?
Oh, God. You are such a fucking cocksucker today. Like,
I was so, like, so another sidebar to, like, to actually just completely bore the shit out of our audience. But, like, Daniel did the thing on your Facebook post about this story mm-hmm. that he does on mine sometimes that makes me, like, simultaneously love and hate him, which is he said something funnier than what I had to say. And in his case, it was the Cialis warning that, like, if your erection lasts more than 3 to 5 hours, see a doctor for help. I thought that was really good.
He's such a cocksucker, too.
Yes. Yes, he is.
So how was your week?
I can't complain.
Okay, enough about you.
I mean, it's, yeah, you know, I mean, I can complain and do 5 times a week in my newsletter. But overall, like, it's been pretty quiet. I'm really broke right now, so trying not to spend any money.
Aren't we all?
Like, I don't know. I think, like, 1% doing pretty well.
Okay. You really like Taylor Swift, apparently.
I'm just on a kind of a Taylor Swift kick, actually. Yeah. It's happened.
You need to explain, because I'm just not getting this. Like, he posted a little link with, what's it called? Swift Twin?
Aphex Swift.
Aphex Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Something. I knew.
That's the David Rees and Jonathan Coulton is... Jonathan Coulton either gave him the idea or is actively helping him on it. I'd kind of believe the latter because I don't know how, you know, like... How great a musician Rees is, but Coulton is fucking phenomenal, and the mixing is really good on at least a few of the songs. Starlight Liquor, obviously, being my favorite.
Yeah, so it's a mashup, is what it is, and I guess it's okay.
Jimmy really doesn't like Taylor Swift.
So in 2009, covering uh-huh. the Dodgers,
yeah,
pregame they would show music videos.
Uh huh.
And they would rotate the same ones. Lady Gaga's Poker Face.
Uh-huh, I'm sorry.
The little Jewish guy with the fro. Paul Simon. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yeah, he does not have a fro anymore.
Yeah, but
that's... Also, he was arrested earlier this year for a domestic altercation with his wife, Edie Brickell. Of Edie Brickell and the New
Bohemians. I'm hoping she won.
They were actually, I think, both arrested.
I hope he got a black eye from her. Or black eye from her. Not a black guy, but... Jesus. Soul to Soul. Soul to Soul.
Back to Life.
Yeah, well, whatever their big hit in the late 80s were. And that Taylor Swift, You Belong to Me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not super familiar with her music, because I...
With her oeuvre?
Yes, her oeuvre.
So, in doing research for today's show...
You do research?
I actually put in effort for this fucking podcast, if you can believe it.
Okay.
So, she gave an interview on Billboard magazine... on her new album and the changes in her life and how she's now a woman, you know, and all those uh-huh. fucking things. So, she's such an absurd fucking cunt. I mean, she's so annoying.
She's 24 years old, Jimmy.
Your music and life have both totally changed since your last album. What's going on?
I like to look at albums as being sort of statements. Visually, sonically, emotionally, I like them all to have their own fingerprint.
Well, Lottie fucking daw, bitch. You write fucking pop songs. Like, it's pop. It's, by its very nature, it's disposable.
But, right. But at the same time, like, imagine having to answer that fucking question, like, 1,000 times, and having anything but the most generic, like, baseline answer to that question. Like,
okay, here, the next sentence is what got me.
Okay.
This time, I'm kind of just doing whatever I feel like.
Uh-huh. Really, bitch?
She sounds like a 24-year-old.
I felt like making a pop album, so I did.
What about her other fucking albums? Weren't they all pop? Like, You Belong to Me? Like, that's
no, stupid. No, it was country.
Isn't all country pop now?
No, not really. And, like, she's pretty responsible for a lot of the, like, later stage country, like, pop crossover stuff.
Oh, God, how fucking unbearable. No wonder I hate her.
You're so mean this week. I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know. I'm apparently on my fucking rag or something. Cause like all I can be is like poor Taylor Swift. I just feel like you're being like really, really harsh with about poor TS.
TS. So are you going over to her apartment in New York and stroking her pussy?
Yes. Do you know what her pussy's name is?
Who cares?
Olivia Benson.
Of course. Of course, of course, of course. See, that's why she's a fucking insufferable twat, you know?
I think it's great.
Oh, God, I hope she...
Okay, yeah, let's get to your list. No, come on. No, let's segue
she's,
there.
She's not on that list. I'm not done with this bitch yet, though. What was it?
I felt like moving to New York. I had no reason to. It wasn't for love or business. So I did. I felt like cutting my hair short. So I did that too.
Ooh. You're so very deep, Taylor. I mean, that's so profound. That's so profound. I'm crying at just thinking of her being so in control of herself that she'll just move to New York just because she felt like... Just because. You know, in the 90s, she would have been eaten up by Courtney Love, by L7, by Bikini Kill. Like, she would have just been eaten up by those girls. You know, literally devoured. Manja, manja, manja.
I kind of don't think that... I mean, especially in terms of... Especially, like, Kathleen Hanna, I don't think would... Actually, like, sabotage or destroy another female.
Okay, so I'm thinking...
That's probably not a good example of that.
I'm thinking more about Courtney Love, okay? Because I love Courtney Love.
No, Courtney Love would try and date her. In the 90s, that would be Courtney Love.
And when it went unrequited, she would have punched her on stage.
Totally.
Yeah. Because I love Courtney. And Courtney just loves. She's Courtney Love.
All right.
So I wrote this list.
Courtney Love is not on this list.
Courtney Love is not.
Apparently, on this. Taylor Swift is getting added down at the bottom.
No, no, no. I mean, she's just a stupid fucking pop cunt. You know, like who cares? So with Ebola entering New York City, on I think it's in Brooklyn to be specific. I'm not sure.
It was that. Actually. It was the guy was in Brooklyn. Like went all around Brooklyn.
Yeah, he went bowling. I mean, he's a fucking hipster Doctors Without Borders guy. I mean, how insufferable is that? So anyhow, so I devised this list of people who need to contract Ebola right now. And, like, I want to be there to watch their insides just turn into gelatinous bloody mess and just sort of being shit out of their orifices.
This podcast is turning into, like, the 45 minutes of hate.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah, it's like...
So, first and foremost, ISIS. Like, anyone involved with ISIS, just needs to get Ebola and just die because they're ugly. And how these people get recruited into ISIS, I don't know, because, like, if you look at their videos, you know, the beheadings and the guy who's, like, you know, all covered up, you know, but you can tell he's an ugly motherfucker. Like, how is that appealing?
So,
like, how do people in...
Hold on, because I want to go back to this, because I had a sudden and interesting realization. So what you're saying is that the reason that ISIS guys join up, that you think that it's that, like, they group together because they have difficulty making time with women, getting anything good out of life, and they just, like, obsess on this one particular thing, in this case fanatical religion, to the exclusion of everything else.
If that Elliot guy from who shot up UC Santa Barbara, if he lived a couple months longer, he would have been in Syria by now.
Yeah. ISIS is the Gamergate of the world.
Yes,
is what you're saying.
Basically,
that's
but they kidnap journalists and people, ask for big ransom, and when they don't get it, start beheading people, and you know, all in the name of Allah. So fuck them. And what really pisses me off, when they started getting traction in the media as ISIS, I guess they're trying to call them ISIL now or some other stupid fucked up thing.
I actually really like the, I can't remember which Arab government had decided that they were going to do this, but it was, they were only going to, in the media, or they're asking them to use a particular Arabic term that, like, has a pejorative attachment to it in the countries that they operate in, like, and they hate it. Which I kind of love, like, that's, like, it's like, oh yeah, we'll just call them that thing they really hate being called.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Good troll job. Good for you, media outlet. But no,
it wasn't even the media outlet. It was like the government. It was the government office. It's trying to deal with them. It's just like, look, let's just call them this thing that everyone else around calls them. This is just like some sort of like derogatory. You know, not like it's racist or anything. It's just like you know, like, oh, like those idiots,
ugly ass motherfuckers. No wonder they have to cover themselves up in the videos. Because they're hideous. I mean, who looks as...
They also, like, that's the other thing that makes it really funny about the Gamergate thing, is, like, Gamergate is also all about, like, watch this video.
I mean, come on, people. And the thing that pisses me off about ISIS most of all is because I'd always, for the last several years, I've equated ISIS with Archer.
Right? Yeah, me too. That was my first thought, too. I was like, fuck.
So I wonder what they're going to do in this upcoming season. Are they going to address it? I mean, it's a big elephant in the room, right?
I can't imagine them not addressing it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Archer. And so, yeah, so ISIS, and let's include those Gamergate faggots also. Just get Ebola and die, please. I don't think I hear any objections, so I'll move on. Yeah, Senator Ted Cruz. Now, this motherfucker, okay, he graduated from Princeton,
mm-hmm.
cum laude, so I guess he comes loudly or something, and it's hard to imagine that, because I imagine he has, like, some sort of micro dick. I mean, the fact that he's married and has two children, and, like, his little micro dick was able to impregnate his wife, I think is just fascinating. Like, I didn't know he could make sperm.
I don't think sperm's made in the penis, Jimmy.
Well, in the scrotal area. Like, the fact
that... So you're saying all of it's tiny.
Like, yeah, so it's like the little eeny-weeny, teeny-weeny. I don't think it's yellow and polka dot.
He could have some sort of horrible venereal disease.
That would imply he gets laid. No, but I imagine him just being, like, this child molester. Like, having a... And the only way he can achieve, get his little mini dick to get hard, is if some 8-year-old boy is squatting over his face and shits in his mouth.
And this is who
Who's people, next on your list, Jimmy?
And this is who people in Texas elected as their senator. This little scat muncher.
Allegedly.
I don't want to get in trouble.
What do you mean, allegedly? But alleged by you?
No, I have to say that because I'm not completely certain that it's true. This is just imaginations in my mind.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any difficulty proving that you don't really believe 90% of the shit that spews out of your fucking horrible, filthy mouth.
Well, I just, I can't afford a lawyer, really, because, like you said earlier, we're all broke right now. Uh-huh. So, I don't want to get it to that point, so I have to couch it with allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. So, I'm not really, I'm, but we all know he's a scat muncher of 8-year-old boys. Who had just
That's
had
the lots one you of, want to double down on.
Who had just had lots of milk in and pizza. Whatnot.
What?
I don't know, because I would imagine that's very stinky. Because when I have pizza, I have stinky poo. And I imagine with milk, you know, me having an Asian type insides, like it can get really, really foul.
There's a lawsuit right now against the County of Los Angeles over a woman who, when she was a nurse at County General, attended to another woman who had tried to kill herself by gouging out her eyes with pencils. And the nurse took a picture and sent it to a kid who then posted it on the internet, and it went, like, super viral. And so now the county's being sued by the woman who's, like, tried to put her life back together, learned how to read Braille and everything, and then now has learned that she shows up in Google searches for as, like, you know, like, woman who stabbed her eyes out with pencils.
But she can't see it.
No, but prospective employers can.
Who wants to hire a blind person?
My point is that I had a discussion with someone about, like, man, can you imagine wanting to die so badly that you would gouge out your eyes to try and kill yourself? And I couldn't. Until we got to this segment of the podcast.
Maybe she just...
Who's next on your list?
Maybe she was listening to the Pixies.
Catch away.
So the last person or people on my list, people, are the Koch brothers.
Okay.
Just because they're the people who are fomenting this Tea Party rebellion, and that's bringing our government to a halt.
They're funding it more than fomenting it, really, but...
Same difference.
Kind of. What's interesting is the fact that the people that they're funding, and I don't know how much you know about them, but, like, the people that they're funding, and that have, like, sort of, like, taken the Tea Party and moved it to this, like, you know, like, to the crazy level that it is now, there's that side of it, and then there's also the side of it, because they're industrialists, where, especially, I think it's Charles, gives a lot of fucking money to scientific institutions. He has a whole dinosaur wing of a museum named after him. They're just super fucking laissez-faire capitalists. Their dad was, I think, an engineer who went over to the Soviet Union in the 40s and just, you know, like, saw the worst of the Stalinist corruption and brutal totalitarian regime, and decided that communism was, like, one of the worst things of all time. Was in the room when the John Birch Society was founded, and just, like, raised his kids with this absolute abhorrence of government involvement in private business. So they're actually really politically, like, super libertarians, just in order to get any kind of action or traction on their agenda, which is mostly related to them being able to not have government regulations come down on them, ends up dovetailing with what the Republicans really want to do and have become all about on the economic side, at least. So it's just kind of interesting.
You would think that with a family name like Cock, they would be funding more sex positive candidates than they do.
Yeah, but they don't care about that because they don't think the government should be involved in any of those aspects. Like, what they are interested in is making sure that they have enough money to fund their life, and they are legitimately like idealists when it comes to like a libertarian society. Like, they really, really want a libertarian utopia. That's what they're in it for.
who would you like to have contract Ebola? Me?
No, because I kind of want to just... I want Ebola to go away. It's terrifying to me. At the same time, Dick Cheney.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that cocksucker. How short-sighted I am. Now, I was going to do something on Twitter or something and ask people who they would like to have get Ebola. But I don't know. Maybe people can reply to me at Jimmy Bramlin. Let me know who you would like to have get Ebola.
What's our prize for if we pick your answer?
The prize is if you're a guy, I'll give you a blowjob. And if you're a lady,
I don't think you can do that. Like, you're worried about the legality of not saying allegedly after accusing Ted Cruz of scat munching, but you're not worried about offering a blowjob as a prize over Twitter. I mean, I think that's some kind of solicitation.
I don't know. Well, you'll get our undying love. How was that?
My love dies all the time. It blooms and withers and dies all in a 24-hour period like a butterfly.
Or a rosebud.
Or something else is probably not a butterfly because I think butterflies live slightly longer than that. But still.
A mayfly.
A mayfly, yes. Or a fruit fly.
But that No, they actually live to be a month. Mm-hmm. I learned that from Gilmore Girls.
Depends on what kind of fruit fly. I mean, there's a lot of different breeds.
Oh, but they're all fabulous. But tweet at me at Jimmy Bramlett who you want to see get Ebola. I guess hashtag Ebola. Ebola mania.
Yeah, maybe let's do a different hashtag because I think that one might get lost in the
hashtag Ebola mania. That sounds good.
Yes.
Maybe we should have planned all this out. And we have a dog entrance. Hey, Jude. Jude's very excited. Do you want to say something? Who do you want to get Ebola? He's staring at the bathroom. So whoever's shitting in your bathroom, he wants.
There's no one shitting in the bathroom.
That's unfortunate. Okay, so moving on. SVU.
Yay!
So,
really no musical fucking introduction?
Oh, that means I have to go over there.
And no. We'll pause, and then it'll come in.
We'll pause 5 seconds for a station identification.
No. We'll just do it. This is the worst podcast ever.
Oh, it's the best. What are you talking about? Son of a bitch. Like, seriously, I'm trying to be nice.
Wait, that's you trying to be nice?
And accommodating.
You know what my favorite part of the podcast is, actually? Is like, listening to it again, is every time I laugh, my, like, ridiculous fucking cackle drives me up the wall. Like everything else about being able to listen to myself talk, I've kind of learned to accept, but, like, God, my laugh just drives me nuts. I hate it.
Could be worse. Could be my laugh.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we're still...
Oh, great. Cool.
What, I'm not going to do like last week and edit a big chunk out.
That would require effort.
And apparently I'm the only one who puts effort into this motherfucking
thing. I put pants on. What more do you want from me?
They're pajama pants.
Okay. So SVU this week was the it was also sort of a mashup of the Bell Knox story and also like the epidemic of sexual assaults and sexual assault cover-ups on campus.
Mm-hmm.
You live by
a university.
One of the
or college. It's not a university because it's only 4-year.
Yeah, and it's they were rocked by that scandal because Oxy's a very, very small liberal arts college
that Obama went to.
Yeah, he did. It doubles a lot for. East Coast liberal arts colleges because it's the most East Coasty liberal arts college, like in movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like it really does feel kind of like an East Coast liberal arts college. You know, having grown up right down the street from it too, I spent a lot of time there. Campus is gorgeous. It's a great little school.
Oh yeah,
but
it's just a little rapey.
Yeah, that. And specifically, one of the biggest problems has been. The tendency of the administration to hush up most of those allegations and accusations. Yeah. And so that's a big part of what they're dealing with. It was a really interesting episode because, and it's the thing I've really noticed this season, especially about SVU and to a certain extent last season too, but they've taken a really hard left turn in terms of not being as kind of like overall shitty and judgmental about sex work and the way, you know, like it was always like anti-sex worker violence, but overall it's become a lot more positive about the idea that, you know, like, yeah, sex work isn't something that people should necessarily be ashamed of or something that, you know, they should try, you know, like try and be rescued from. And SVU did a good job this week of keeping that ethos up until the end, where there was a little bit of judginess. But still, like, maybe, you know, like, made the point that just because someone's a sex worker, A, doesn't give anyone, you know, like, entitle anyone to abuse them or you know, denigrate them. Like, it's a fucking job, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a job that historically has much higher rates of violence and abuse than most other jobs you can imagine. Although in her particular case, being a porn actress, that's not really as much of an issue as it is if you're an escort or a dominatrix or whatever. There's just a lot of violence in that industry, and which is one of the reasons why it needs to be regulated. And anyway, this was supposed to be about SBU, not about like why I think. Why I think sex work should be legal. Anyway, so she's a porn star. She's on a show called, or she was on in a movie called, 18 with a Bang. And she's pretending to be, you know, like these two guys see it. She double teams these two guys, and she's pretending to be like really, you know, like an innocent wilting little flower. And they recognize her from school and like and invite her to a party and then lock her in a bathroom and rape her. And she, you know, freaks out about it. You know, like her RA calls SVU because he knows not to call campus security because they just fucking, you know, brush everything under the rug. And there's a whole...
Wait. So there was a phone number for SVU?
There is a phone number for SVU. I mean, you can call, like, you know, it's like if you would call homicide or...
So did he just know the number, or did he have to look it up?
I'm guessing he had to look it up. They don't really show all that stuff. They don't show dispatch in SVU episodes. They also don't
like
show
the operator. Like,
yeah.
Hi, can you connect me to Special Victims Unit?
It's like that would, SVU would be like three episodes in the middle of the season would just be them doing paperwork at their desk. Can you pass me the whiteout? It was an actual police procedural.
Yeah. Can you connect me to Jane Mansfield's kid?
Olivia Benson. So,
poor Anton LaVey. Sorry.
Yeah. So,
hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Anyway, where was I? Basically,
so she got raped, told her RA, and the RA called SVU.
The RA calls SVU. They don't want to take the district attorney doesn't want to take the case at first because it turns out she made a bunch of other movies that were all like rape fantasy. They have this whole, like, there's this whole thing where they bring it to trial, and then there's all the he said, she said elements. Anyway, basically it was surprisingly sex positive. And not, you know, like, it was, it, a lot of it was about her being like, you know, this is my choice, which was a big part of the Bell Knox thing, was that when she got outed at Duke, she was like, you know, what the fuck? Like, this is my job, this is my choice. And there was actually an article in Thought Catalog this week, too, written by a friend of a friend, who was talking about how she got into doing porn. And, you know, didn't really touch on any of her later experiences. It was just her actual audition experience and how, you know, like, how when she decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do, you know, that's how it went.
So did the rapists get to keep their testicles?
So one of them turns on the other one because he feels really bad about what he did. He didn't realize what he was doing at the time, and then afterwards realized, like, oh shit, we raped her.
How do you not realize that you're raping someone?
It's a big part of, like, what the problem is with rape culture, is that there are a lot of people who do not understand what consent means. They don't understand that, you know, like, that you're totally capable of raping someone. And it doesn't mean that they're any less culpable for it. It just means that, you know, like that there are probably a lot of people, because they don't understand. Fucking CeeLo doesn't understand what consent means. He doesn't think that you can rape someone just if they're unconscious.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the biggest part of the problem, honestly. You know, like, when you eliminate any kind of lack of understanding about what consent means, that's the first step of solving, like, a problem. Because, of course, there's still a lot of bad actors, but there's probably a lot of people who do bad things without realizing how bad they are, who just think that that is how you're supposed to be. And that's the fucking problem. And that's generally what it means when you say, like, teach men not to rape. Like, you're not, because there's always going to be people who are going to do bad things. But, you know, if you can eliminate the people who actually aren't out to, who don't set out to do bad things, and do them sort of somewhat inadvertently.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Did you not realize that, really?
I thought everyone had the common sense to know if your partner does not want your penis in her hoo-ha or in her mouth or anywhere near her body or her person, you just put it away and then you whack it later.
Well, as,
when you're alone.
As well you fucking should, because yes, as you say, that's, you know, like, that is, should be self-evident. But apparently it's not, which means you need to fucking hammer that point home as much as possible. It's what the affirmative consent law in California is about. It's what, you know, like, what that effort of, you know, teaching people that no means no, and expanding that to if someone is unconscious, you can't fuck them because that is rape. Like, they are not giving you consent. They're incapable of doing that. Like,
wow.
And it's, I mean, like, look, like, it's, yeah, like, I'm not saying that it's, that it shouldn't be obvious, but it's clearly not.
I mean, it's not like it's rocket science or anything.
It's not, but, I mean, it happens enough that we have to realize it's a problem.
Okay, so people who willingly listen to this podcast,
yeah,
especially if you have an Audi, if the person can't say yes, don't.
Which is actually the law, I think, now in California, at least on campus. I haven't actually looked over what the law is, but essentially, like, yes, you have to fucking give affirmative consent.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just thought everyone knew this. I didn't know people had fucking nothing in their fucking brains where that wasn't obvious.
Yeah.
Like, and I get being horny and wanting to stick your dick in things or having things put in you. But, you know, I mean, worst case scenario, you do it yourself. That's a worst case scenario. I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but at the same time, you know, like, look, there are a lot of things I don't get that I feel like if they were a little bit clearer to most people, the world would be a better place. What are we at now? 45?
No, about 40 minutes.
Okay.
Wow, that, I learned something today.
I mean, I guess that makes sense, but at the same time, Jesus fuck. Like, yeah, I it weirds me out too, and it's like, initially, I think it's one of the big reasons why people are just sort of like, rape culture, that's fucking ridiculous. But we totally live in a culture that absolutely devalues, you know, the concept of affirmative consent. Like, you see all of the people who are actively kicking up dust about these policies. Like, well, you know, like, fucking, this is gonna cause so much confusion. Like, what's, you know, like this is ridiculous. It's, you know, it's policing the bedrooms. No. There seems to have been confusion up to this point, which is why we need to have this talk, apparently, and back it up with legislation.
But it's not legitimate rape.
I mean, fucking shit, like, marital rape wasn't even against the law until the 90s in some places. In the U.S., I'm pretty sure. Like, I mean, it was...
You know, I always thought Lorena Bobbitt was a hero. I mean, in a twisted way. I mean, I get that she probably set feminism back a couple of decades. But the fact that she just chopped it off. Like, she had enough. And just chopped it the fuck off. I mean, I don't know what I would have done in her situation. And people, I mean, they don't know what she, they wouldn't know what they would do in her situation. But God bless her. God bless her. And he went on to have a porn career, by the way.
Frankenpenis.
Yeah, Frankenpenis. I mean, so that's he won a little too.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. Like, if you look back on things, actually, it's pretty amazing the kinds of people that we lionized in certain degrees, or at least gave fame to in the 90s versus today. Like, there is no way that someone like Lorena Bobbitt, or sorry, John Wayne Bobbitt, or Joey Buttafuoco,
oh my God,
or Amy Fitcher.
I was just thinking John Wayne Gacy. oh God, yeah, Amy Fisher. She had both Drew Barrymore and Alyssa Milano playing her.
Yeah.
Oh God.
You saw the 30 for 30 Nancy Kerrigan
and Tonya Harding
one, yeah, right? It's, yeah, fucking so good.
That was really good.
That series is so great. But like, but no, I mean, just in terms of like the amount of like weird media spin that was put on like the freak show of the mid to late 90s, like, you know, like the Jerry Springer show was big at that point. God, you know, just like everything about that late 90s culture was so sort of like abrasive and crazy.
Now that we're embroiled in wars, we're not so much there anymore. But
you think that's what it is?
Yeah, we have other things. we have the shit show that is Fox News, I guess, to keep us up at night.
That's true. There's a lot. Well, Fox News is around at that point, but it wasn't really until the Bush administration that they started getting like super influential.
Yeah, that they started wagging their dicks all around in public. Like, I don't want to see Republican dick. You know, and here we get to affirmative consent again. No means no, Fox News. You're raping me.
I do actually feel like, and this is going to be super unpopular, but I do kind of feel like sending a dick pic is not necessarily harassment. I mean, sometimes you just got to put it out there a little bit.
I only send dick pics if they are requested.
You only send if requested?
Or if I'm...
Look, I'm not saying I ever have, and I'm not saying that in every circumstance it's appropriate. But at the same time, I think there's something inherently funny about sending someone a picture of your junk.
Yeah, I don't just send people, like, pictures of my junk or my ass, you know?
I do if it's Matt Harrison.
Well, he deserves it. He deserves all the harassment he gets.
Yeah.
He's such an asshole.
Seriously, fuck that guy.
Like, why couldn't he be in that high school in Seattle yesterday? We're gonna end it here.
Yeah, no, let's end with me losing the moral high ground on that one and laughing at your awful, awful joke.
I mean, we have to laugh about these things, don't we? I mean,
I want to touch base on this because we were recording during that whole middle section too. This is, I honestly think, the worst pod. Like,
I think it's one of our best.
It's going to be so awful. I'm not saying that you shouldn't put it up, but I will say that I think that this is like. Absolutely, like, one of the low points for both of us, personally and professionally.
Oh, I can go much, much lower.
I know you can.
No, I mean, what we have been through this week has been so fucking horrible. I mean, a child, broke up with his girlfriend, stood up on the cafeteria table, and shot at people. You have a couple nut jobs up in Canada being so disenfranchised that they decided they were going to join ISIS. When the Canadian government revoked their passports, one decided to shoot at a couple soldiers in Montreal, and then you saw what happened in Ottawa. It's fucking miserable.
The first guy was, I thought he tried to run him down, didn't he? And he killed one soldier?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I think he tried to run him down in his car.
Either way, he was at a point where he wanted to murder. You know, this is awful, awful shit. And the only way I can deal with it is to laugh at it. I mean, I'm sorry. I was laughing yesterday when the whole news about the school shooting. I mean, when I found out he was a homecoming prince, I thought, okay, Julie Brown, right there. You know, it was.
And look, like of the many things we may disagree on in this podcast, I definitely don't disagree. There's always a place for Julie Brown on our soundtracks.
Oh God, yes,
but.
But I mean, it's funny. I mean, whatever. If you don't like it, you know, fuck off. I don't care. I don't even know what song I'm going to end this podcast. Well, what song should we do? The Taylor Swift.
I'm always in favor of
Aphex Swift.
Aphex Swift's Starlight Liquor.
Yeah. Okay. We'll end it with that one, I guess.
Thank you.
you know, just to throw you a fucking bone here and there.
I need it every once in a while. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby, baby.
Juicy bone.
Oh, baby, baby. I am Jay.
I'm the straight one.
Barely.
Barely.
You can follow us on, or like us on Facebook, subscribe on iTunes, and all that good rot. And if we haven't been issued with subpoenas or lawsuits, we'll see you again next week.
Allegedly.
Yeah, bye.
Dream impossible dreams.